Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Right now, the city's only memorial to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. resides just outside of the chapel at Boston University. And it's an abstract memorial, 50 doves who soar upwards, inspired by the words of "I Have a Dream." Now, King and Boston have a deep history. In the 1950s, he was a doctoral student at BU, a resident of the South End, and an assistant preacher at the 12th Baptist Church in Roxbury. He returned to the city in 1965 to lead a civil rights march through Boston. Now, these are all reasons why Paul English, co-founder of Kayak, wants to create a new, bigger memorial to the civil rights leader. And Paul English joins us. Welcome back to Radio Boston.
It's great to be back. Thank you.
Also with us is Tanisha Sullivan. She's president of the Boston branch of the NAACP. Tanisha, welcome to you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, it's great to have both of you, I should say. And first of all, let me just start with you, Paul. Just tell us, why is it that you wanted to be the person to spearhead this memorial?
Well, growing up in Boston, MLK was always important to me. We got taught about him in the schools. His words have just always been meaningful to me. I think he was one of the greatest speakers of certainly the last 50 years. And I was visiting the MLK Memorial in San Francisco back in September 3rd. It's probably my 10th time seeing it, but for some reason I was just really moved by it and thought, I want to do something like this in Boston.
Yeah, and especially since Dr. King does have ties and history here at Boston. So Tanisha, what are your thoughts about whether or not the city should have such a memorial?
Well, first, I want to say that I do believe it is important for each of us to take personal responsibility for making this world, country, city, one that we can be proud of. And so, you know, certainly the way that we do it will be different for each of us. And I truly do appreciate the desire that Paul has to contribute. I also hope that the symbol of a statue is also bolstered by action on our part, both individually and collectively. You know, here in the city of Boston, we continue to wrestle with the issue of race, mm-hmm. And specifically the systems and structures that weigh very heavily on Black and brown people here in the city. So it is my hope that any effort to elevate a symbol of MLK's legacy will be undergirded by a collective effort to dismantle the systems of oppression that he really fought so hard against.
So very good point, Tanisha. Let me turn back to Paul on that. You know, any statue, any memorial, it does, in this, especially in this day and age, bear that responsibility of being sort of, I would say, the beginning point of what we hope is further collective action. So how is it that you see, you know, the momentum behind putting a King Memorial in Boston fitting into that?
It is really important that any memorial not just look at the past, but look at the future as well. And I would like to make sure that visitors, whether it's local Boston residents or tourists from out of town, when they come upon this memorial, I want to make sure they're inspired, but they're also challenged a little bit. And they should think about, if Dr. King were alive today, what would he be talking about? And I think that he's not around anymore, and it leaves an obligation and responsibility to the rest of us to see how can we advance the causes that were so important to him and still so important to many of us.
Mm-hmm. You know, it suddenly occurs to me that we have a great opportunity here with this memorial to really spur people not simply to reflection but to action. And Tanisha, I'm thinking, for example, a while ago we talked with Matthew Murphy. He's the head of an architecture group called Mass Design. They designed a major memorial to the victims of lynching in the American South. And it's not just a memorial, it's a place where people are invited to act, you know, to remember their relatives, members of the community. There are interactive means by which to engage with the history. Do you think that's something that an MLK memorial or statue or something in Boston could do?
I think any modern memorial is really important to look at the past, what is it we are memorializing, and then to look about the present, how does this person or people we're honoring, what would they say about today? And then also directionally, what as citizens of the country, what do we need to do to paint a better future for us as it relates to the issues that we're memorializing?
And Tanisha, your thoughts?
So I do believe that these symbols, whether they're statues or memorials, can play a role in spurring people to action. I mean, we're seeing it, perhaps not in the way that we want to, but we're seeing it across the country today, right? But at the same time, I do firmly believe, as we think about new memorials and new statues, that we are very intentional about how we may want them to inspire people to action. You know, 100 years ago, perhaps we weren't thinking about, you know, the impact of a symbol. But I think today, particularly today, our conscience is elevated in that respect, and we know how powerful these symbols can be.
Yeah, I just feel like we're at a time now, for so many reasons, where just another static bronze somewhere in Boston isn't going to cut it. But so, Paul, if I remember correctly, there have been attempts in the past in the city to create a memorial to Dr. King, but they failed in part due to lack of funding. So how do you plan to battle that possibility this time around?
Yeah, I will say there is a pretty nice memorial by the Morris Chapel at Boston University,
yeah,
memorializing his time there, where he got his PhD. But as far as doing something on a larger scale, the most central part of Boston, it has been promised by many years. Mayor Menino talked often about it. Mayor Walsh talked about it early in his tenure. Speaker DeLeo talked about it. I basically feel that the time is really right, given some of the divisiveness in the country right now, the time is really right to do something. I'm putting in a significant amount of money, and I'm also raising money, and I want to do something spectacular for the city.
Well, Paul English, co-founder of Kayak.com and the man who's spearheading an effort to build a new memorial to Martin Luther King in Boston. Paul, thank you so much.
Thank you, Magna. It's nice to speak with you again.
And Tanisha Sullivan, president of the Boston branch of the NAACP. Great to have you as well. Thank you.
Thank you.